The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I have a phrase I love to say, out of mind, out of sight. And you might think that's right. No, that's backwards, out of sight, out of mind. Well, no, not for me, because if me, who is blind, and is true for you too, if it's out of your mind, it's out of sight. You know, for my wife, if it's she can't see it, it's out of her mind. But if it's out of my mind, I don't see it, and I don't even know it's there. So there are many times my wife will say, Dave, do you remember that item is on the table yet, and it's been there for 4 days? It's like, oh, yeah, I was going to put it away, and I totally forgot. But on the flip side, if I lose something, oh, my gosh, I'll look in all the spots where I put them, like my keys, the house keys. I have about 3 spots I'll put them, or my little transistor radio. I have about 3 different spots for that. And if it's not in the one, I'll look at the next, and I'll look at the next, and if I can't find it, then I'll say, Deb, have you seen my radio or have you seen my keys? If you do, let me know. Oh, my gosh. And it usually, well, it's like the hammer when Tori was living with us, she's now married in a way, but when she was, she'd always go into my workshop, grab a hammer, and nail something, and she wouldn't put the hammer back. And I'd say, Tori, got to put the hammer back. And, oops, sorry, Dad. And so when I go looking for my hammer, I couldn't find it. And there were a couple times I'm sure that I'd say, you put the hammer back? And oh, I didn't take it, Dad. I didn't take it. Well, I think she did. Oh, my gosh. There was one time I looked and looked, and for the hammer, I couldn't find it. So I went to Tori and said, Tori, did you take the hammer? No, Dad. Come on. Are you sure, Tori? Honest, Dad. Honest. Well, 2 weeks later, I was doing something in a closet, and lo and behold, there was my hammer. And I thought, how did it get there? Well, I thought about it. I was using the hammer there in the closet 2 weeks ago. Oops. So I had to go back and apologize to Tori, and she said, see. But when you can't see, it's so easy to lose things. Oh, I remember one time losing a ring I had. I had put it on the dresser and didn't have it. And it was, months, if not a year later, we moved the dresser to clean behind it. And there it was. It had fallen down behind. And, you know, as you probably know, there are some things, sometimes things you don't find until you move to a different house. Or sometimes you lose something and you never find it. Oh. But in the reading just a little bit ago in church, Jesus told a story about a woman with a coin. She says, suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and she loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and look carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In the same way, I tell you, that's Jesus, in the presence of the angels of God, they'll be rejoicing over one sinner who repents. Jesus told this story because the Pharisees were grumbling that he was spending time with tax collectors and sinners and people. And his point was, I'm going to seek and save the lost. That's the whole point of the Gospel of Luke, really. And so this woman who lost the coin, in what he told, this silver coin was actually probably worth thousands of dollars, even in his day. And so we're not talking just a silver dollar or a half dollar piece. We're talking mega money. And so, of course, she's going to work and work and work until she can find it. And, of course, there's rejoicing. Just like when I found my hammer and I had to go apologize to Tori, or the ring that had fallen down. Oh, man, I was so excited to find that ring underneath the dresser. And so probably you are, too. Well, that's how our God feels, too, when somebody's repentant. Now, the funny thing is, though, you know, to God, there's nobody who's really lost. I mean, Jesus knows where everybody is. We turned and walked away from him. That's why we take the time in Lent, this time to go, prior to Easter, to think about our sinfulness, because there's so many times we can just, without even realizing it, walk away. Just like, without even realizing it, you can lose something, and because you might set it down and you forgot you put it there. Well, we can do the same thing spiritually. And so we think about our earthly situation to really stop and realize, yeah, you know, we really can louse ourselves up by losing ourselves, or losing God, you might say. But that's the cool thing. God keeps coming after us. He knows where we are. And it isn't that he finds us. He always knows where we are. But some ways you might go, ah, we found God. Well, you know, we recognize God because God's there and he helps us. And then we also realize the extent that Jesus went to bring us back to him. He went all the way to the cross, all the way into the darkest corners of hell to sweep out, to save sinners. Yeah, that's what he did for you and me. There's one last thing about Lent, though, is it's not just about us and our consideration, but that's why we're left here, is also so that we can help others who are lost, who are not in God's hands, to be recognized by him, found, repent, however you want to call it. We're here to share with them, so that they might know God's love too, that they are special. Just like that silver coin that's lost to God, everybody is valuable. Everybody. No matter how lousy a person might think they are. And he wants them to know that. And he wants them to know him. And so we're part of that link to share that good news with others. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you came seeking us like a woman looking for that lost coin. And thank you for rejoicing over us. And Lord, forgive us when we kind of slip away and hide ourselves. And please, Lord, keep coming after us. And don't let us get away. Lord, use us to help others that they may know you as well. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. We're all special to God. Very, very special. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.